KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
K9SXH.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
K9SX.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is KCVOA. Do we have any pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net? Please call now.
Yes, that's it. You know what, Shirley, here at South Lima, Rodney City. No traffic, Rick, over.
Okay, Rob, got you in there. Any other stations wishing to check in early for the Mid-Michigan pre-net? Please call now, KCVOA.
Kilo, Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec. KE8PCQ, Dave and Bay County.
88DX, Alpha Delta 8 Delta X-ray, Jim, mobile, in and out.
sign is Alpha Delta 8 Delta X-ray, ADATX. I am southbound 75, and like I said, in and out.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's a nice call sign. KCAVOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Are there any other pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid Michigan Net? Call now, KCAVOA. KADAC, mini, no topic. Thank you, Minnie. Doing more. Is there anyone who'd like to do a pre-net check-in for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. Okay, not hearing any. We'll pick the net up here at 7 o'clock. KCAVOA. This is the Sunday Mid Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KCAVOA, and I'm in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on EchoLink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I will take in from stations that are in short time, mobile, or in and out. Hearing none, at this time, I will take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Hearing none, at this time, I will take regular check-ins. Please call now. KCAVOA. Okay, not hearing any from the pre-net. We have KC.DL, KEATCQ, AD8DX, Jim, in and out, and KD8PAZ. Rob, we'll start with you, and then KEATCQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Rob, KCAVOA.
KCAVOA, the group, excuse me. There we go, KCAVOA, the group. Kilowatt Charlie, it's just with you. Good evening, Rick and Buddy. I'm at the wave with Miss Minnie. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Well, Rick, if you're wondering why I'm so tired out, I had a wonderful, fabulous time at the River of Time. And I've seen one of my fellow amateurial friends in ARL. And I met with some of the reenactors. And there was a detachment of colonial troops. And out of the five people, three of them were ham operators. So that's pretty neat. Other than that, I brought my guests to display. And I only had one operational, but it ran most of the weekend. Yesterday, though, I didn't run them because they had the close order drill, some other fanfare. So I shut them down, but I ran them all day today. A lot of people were interested in what they did, what they were for, and about 4:30, KDAPV come over and pick me up, and we knocked down the display and headed back to Bay City, and he took me home and dropped my trailer off and myself, and I'm here in the basement on the air, and after the night here, if I don't fall asleep, Rick, I'm going to jump in the shower, get cleaned up, and go find a chair and dive piece away. Hi. I had it back to you, Rick, and like I said, I had a really good job at the River Time. KCVOA and the crew, Kilo Charlie, there's that Lima. Take it away, Rick.
Well, very good, Rob. Sounds like it was successful there. I'm going to have to make it there ways times. Next, we'll go to KE8PC2 with KD8PAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KCVOA.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KEA-PCQ, Dave, you there? KEA-PAZ, Minnie, go ahead and pick it up. We'll come back to Dave. KCBOA.
Well, good evening, KCBOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Rob there and Dave when he comes back on. And good to hear Jim in there, too. But other than that, haven't been doing anything. I did have the daughter and the grandkids down last night. We had cake and ice cream for my youngest granddaughter and my youngest grandson. The granddaughter is 22, and the grandson will be 20 on Wednesday. So other than that, we had pizza and cake and ice cream last night for them to celebrate. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, very good, Minnie. Very good. That sounds like getting the time to visit with the grandkids and so forth is a blessing. I got to visit with a couple of them yesterday, too, so that was nice. This is KCBOA for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Are there any stations that would like to check in? Please call now. KCBOA.
KCYVF.
Bill, Papa Romeo, Bob and Franklin. Good evening.
KCYVF.
I got you in there, Ron, and Bob, you give the last few of your call there.
NAQPR, Gio Papa Romeo.
Okay, got you in there, Bob. Is there any other stations wish to check in? Please call now. Okay, Ron, go ahead. And I'm sure you probably get an announcement, too, for this week. With NAKPR on standby.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I got in here late. I was on the phone with my brother, and I said, yeah, I got a net at 7. And he says, well, it's 7:05. And I said, oh, shoot. So I said, well, I'll call you back or call you in a couple of days. And I headed downstairs here to the shack. Kind of lost track of time there. Wife is doing okay. She had her surgery there last week. Been kind of up and down days. Some days were okay, and other days had a lot more pain. So today she's back laying in bed at the moment. She's just getting tired of sitting in the chair. So you get tired of laying down all the time or tired of sitting, you know, kind of reclined in the chair. So she's going to change position. But she did make it up. Today we had to go up to Omer and pick up a glider. We bought from the Amish furniture store up there, we bought a glider to go out at my daughter's house, and I needed to go pick that up today. So we propped her up in the back seat with some pillows so that she could kind of lay back there, and got pillows underneath her leg and her cold pack, and wrapped her leg up, and she rode the hour up, and we got it loaded up and rode the back home. But en route back, she says, I don't care, we're stopping at the turkey roost for lunch. So that's what we did. She made it through that. We got her back out to the car, propped back up, her cold pack on her leg, and made it home. So that was a long day for her. A couple hours in the car there was a little much for her. But she was bound and determined she was going to go. For me, yesterday we had the auction. Let me break. We had the Savara auction yesterday out at the airport. It didn't have a real good turnout. We had quite a few items for sale. And pictures got posted up. I think there was only eight or nine of us was about that came. But we did sell all of the items. All of the items went home to a new owner from where they originated. So that's a good thing. So I got rid of a few radios and that I had around the house that were collecting dust. So that was done. But I brought home some things, items, and one of the items went to my grandkids, another item went to my daughter and son-in-law, and I kept one for my wife and I, so that was good, and then after that we did a project build, but unfortunately I had six people that said they wanted to do the project build, of which only one person showed up. So Tom Minetti and I did put his project together and got that done, but it definitely wasn't worth the time, I guess, or the effort, and all the materials that I purchased for the build itself. So I still got Dave in ADRL was going to put one together. He took a list of the parts and the information. And can't think of who it was from Midland that was down. He bought two of the kits, took all the parts home to build at home. So I put the two of the kits together, and then he headed home, and then so Tom and I built the kit there. So I still have seven more project boxes and the rest of the items to put together. So I guess if somebody wants one as far as that, to let me know if they want to build it at home, and I will put the kit together, put it in the box and bags or whatever, and they can build, watch the video, and put the kit together at home itself. So that was about it for the weekend. So it's back to work. Next time around, I'll talk about what's going on this coming Thursday. KC8YVF, back to net.
Thank you, Aaron. NATPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up. KCBOA.
Well, good evening, everyone. I was home this weekend, so my wife had her 50th high school reunion at the something tree in Bay City. She went to Bay City All Saints. Double Tree, I think it's called, whatever. But so we didn't go up north. We didn't go do any camping this weekend. She had to do that. And Saturday morning, I went to the River of Time and looked up Rod. I had to find him. And I found him. But, you know, like he said, he couldn't run none of the motors, but he did for me. Thank you, Ron. Rob, I appreciate it. He started one up, let it run for a couple minutes, and then he had to shut her down. But thanks for doing that. The mold motors fascinate me. The simplicity on them is just crazy. But they are cantankerous. And other than that, not a whole lot going on. We got a little rain here. I could use a heck of a lot more, but I'll take what I can get. Planted a bunch of new grass seed in the areas. I had my driveway redone, so both sides of the driveway are just all tore up. So I got them all smoothed out, planted grass seed, and, well, now I just need some rain. It's a lot of seed to water, but I'll do it if I have to. That's it for this round. Back to net. This is NATPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. We'll go to KEA-PCQ and see if Dave's there. KEA-PCQ, is that you, Dave? Okay, we'll see if there's any additional check-ins for the Sunday Big Michigan Net. Please call now, KC8VOA. Okay, not hearing any. I'll take my turn, and then
KCEFDL, you're on standby. So for this week here, this last week, I spent a lot of time getting my vehicle washed and prepped to put a ceramic coating on it. And I worked 3 days on getting it prepped. I couldn't believe all of the tar and paint that had gotten on the vehicle and so forth. And I did a quick polish job on it and so forth. And went to put the ceramic on it, and after I get done polishing it, all the tree sap had fallen on the vehicle. And so it's like, And then it started raining, so I decided to back off. And then Saturday was supposed to be a decent day. And it's like, the finish is ready. I just got to do a quick wipe down and get it ready to go and get a panel prepped and put the ceramic on and be done. So I managed to get that done on all the painted surfaces except for the wheels. And the plastic still needs to get touched up on and so forth. But made the headway. Running out of days of the year left for getting ready for winter. And so wanted to get some kind of protection out before winter. Next we'll go to KC8SDL. Go ahead and pick it up, Rob. KCVOA.
Damn, I forgot. Couldn't find the microphone underneath my hanky. KCVOA. Negro Kilo Charlie is up there. Yeah, I forgot to mention that on the first call around. You had Bob and AKBR come down and see me. And yeah, the reason I didn't run them on Saturday, they had a lot of cold shoulder drill and a pipe and drum and yoko core, and they kind of asked me, and I said, the whole problem. So, yeah, he walked up, and I said, I'll tell you what, Bob, I'm going to start it. Well, here I'm cracking myself silly. It helps you turn the gas valve on. Well, we got it fired up, let it run for a little bit. And I, like you said, cantankerous, that they are. And that was really good, and of course I seen NARO today, which I thought was really neat. Yeah, well, like I said, though, about 4:30 or so, PEV came over and took my utility trailer, myself, and took it home. And it was really nice, and one of the ladies of the reenactors, she offered to let me borrow a canopy. Because they got hot Saturday. It got really hot Saturday. So Saturday afternoon to Sunday, I had some shield from the heat, which is really nice. So, but I got excuse me there. Yeah, like I said, Rick, I'm going to sign with you here. I'm going to finish my dinner, and I'm going to go out and get in the shower and get cleaned up. And yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do a lot of nothing. So, all right, Rick, 73, you take care, and everybody out of that, good to hear everybody out there tonight. So, KCA, VOA, and the group, KOTRLA, send out to Lima. 73, Rick.
73, is there, Rob? KEA, PCQ, Dave, are you there? Dave, if that's you transmitting, we're not able to copy you. We'll check back for you at the end of the net. TDA PAZ, May, go ahead and pick it up. KCBOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KDA PAZ. I'll say good evening to Rod and Bob there. Good to hear them in there tonight. Glad you had a good time yesterday on the auction and done real good on there. So other than that, been sitting here watching it rain. It's raining quite hard right now here, so we are getting rain. And my guy that mows my lawn, he come down this morning, and he says, well, what do you think? And I says, I think we can let it go for another week. It's not that high. So he no more left the yard, and it started raining. I says, he would have had to quit anyway. So other than that, everything else is going good. Talk to some of you again tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA.
Very good, Minnie. We're looking forward to hearing you again tomorrow night. And And next we'll go to KCYVF with NATPR on standby.
All right, Rick. Yeah, coming up this Thursday is our next Aries training. Tomorrow I got to get a hold of Chris down at 911 and make sure that we can use the radio or the conference room down there for Thursday night. I'd like to do it down there. And that way afterwards we can get over to the radio room, get everything turned on, make sure everything's functioning. And if something isn't, then because I know the batteries in the computers are not well, so we'll have to set dates and times and things on them. And we'll have to check things out, and that way we got at least a couple of weeks. The SCT is coming up on October 12th. I got the information, but I haven't put the plan together yet on that. That's something I had to get past this weekend. Now, tomorrow and Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be getting things together to go over plan for the Aries training on Thursday. So 7 o'clock out at down at 911 at the present time. Once I have that confirmed, I'll send out an email to everyone in the Aries group where our training is going to be so we can meet there outside and go in as a group. And then Saturday, provided things are, the weather's okay, we need to get a antenna crew together to get the antennas up and repaired at 911 and for the SCT as well. So I need about 2 to 3 people, able-bodied, that are able to climb up to the roof or at least work from the bottom to hand tools and send things up. We're going to put a new mast up. I'll pick that up from Tom. We got to put a new antenna up on it. We got to trace the coax to find out which one it is so we can get that labeled. And we got to put the HF antenna up, so I got to get some ladders up there and tools and things like that up that roof access. So plan on that. For anybody that can help out on Saturday, let me know. I'll have people up for it on Thursday night to see who can help out. Should only take maybe an hour or two at most, I hope, and we'll get that at least accomplished and done. So. That's what I got. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. KC8YVF, back to net.
Oh, very good, Ron. Very good. Next, we'll go to NATPR, and then we'll do a standby and see if there's any other stations that would like to join the net. Go ahead and pick it up there, Bob. KCVUA.
Well, I've reached pretty much the end of my camping season due to circumstances of what's going on around here, but this Saturday, well, Friday, I'm going up to my place up in Lupton there, and we got the Halloween party for the kids on Saturday. You know, the kids call all the trailers trick-or-treating, and so that's always a good time, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to close it up that day because on Tuesday, I take my other camper down to Davison Outdoor Adventure, and going to be camping there for the week with some friends, and their Halloween gig, they got that, they have it down there for 2 weeks, but next week would be their last, the second one, so we'll go down there with that, and I guess, like I said, I got some friends that are camping there too, so we'll be with them, and then that'll be my last camping trip, because the weekend after that, I'm going to St. Louis, Missouri, and I visit my daughter, so that's, pretty much takes care of October, and after that, you don't know if your water lines are going to freeze or what. You just don't know. Normally, if it's warm out, we'll still go camp until the end of October, but it's not always that way. So with that said, thanks for tuning that, Rick. Everybody have a great night, and talk to most of you by tomorrow night. Back to Net Control. This is NKPR.
What question for you there, Bob? Do you happen to winterize your own camper, or do you have it winterized with someone else?
No, I've been winterizing my own for, well, ever since I've had campers, which is about 80s. When I started, I had pop-ups, then I think my first travel trailer was in 89, I bought it. So, yeah, I've been doing it myself ever since then. You know, I used to blow out the lines and then, you know, with air, and then I'd fill it up with the antifreeze, RV antifreeze. But lately I've just been, the last decade, I've just been pumping in the RV antifreeze with the you know, the water pump on the trailer and pushing it out all the lines, and then go to the lowest point, and there's usually a pit cot there or something you unscrew and let the water out, you know, let the, at the lowest level of the trailer. And just wait till I get some pink coming out of that, and then close it back up, and it's good. Never seem to have a problem. Back in that, there's any good gear.
Very good, Bob. Very good. This is KCAVOA. This is the Sunday night mid-Michigan net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Please call now.
November 8, Echo, Romeo Lima, Dave in Thomas Township.
Any ERL here in the 73 round, go ahead and pick it up. KCAVOA.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Well, I got a slight kind of delay to get to the radio, so I missed what's going on, but did enjoy the auction yesterday. I didn't think I was going to be buying anything, but I did. Can't seem to get away from those things, and everything I've got seems to be fine, and I spent Friday and today making dog tags out to the River of Time. I had my grandson out with me today, and he enjoyed helping out at the counter there, getting the tags made for the folks who were interested, and I heard Rob mention that Yop did happen to see him out there today working on his engines. That's it, Rick. Back to you, KCAVOA and ADRL.
Well, thank you, Dave. Are there any closing comments or rechecks to the net? Please call now. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins at this time to Michigan. Matt would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KCAVOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:27. Return your repeater back to normal amateur use. KCAVOA.
KC8VOA, KC8YVF.
Go ahead, Rod.
Okay, since I got in here late, I counted 7. I guess there was probably an in and out station.
Yeah, Jim was passing by in AD8DX. He was in and out.
Okay, can you give me the call again, please?
Alpha Delta 8, Delta X-ray.
Copy that, thanks. I just wanted to get it in the log so I can get the numbers correctly for district. Thanks for doing the net tonight, KC8YVF.
KC8YVF.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.